And the direct snap was fumbled in the backfield, hit the turf, and a blue jersey was able to jump on it way back at the 27-yard line. Looks like Carson Affer was the Johnny on the spot there. And with that, we've reached the end of the third quarter with the same score we reached halftime. Bad Axe 50, Vassar 6, right here on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Coming out into the fourth quarter, Bad Axe, everyone's kind of stunned, even the home field here, home base. Never have we seen a running clock in favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
First down, 10 Hatchets.
Second down, and 10 to go. No longer than that, 20 yards to go for the Bad Axe Hatchets after that fumble. Breaks the tackle, number 18. That would be Ben Thompson now carrying the ball. And he's brought down to the backfield for a tackle of a loss on the play by about 7 yards. Tackle made by Vassar's Colton Heiser on the defensive line. And it's going to be a third down and a country mile for the Bad Axe Hatchets. This is really the first third down of the day that they've had trouble.
Oh, absolutely it is, Clark. But, again, I don't know if you noticed that some of the starters out. Jack Clancy has not been in this half on offense. I have not seen Ryan Weiner. Vinny Blackstock was not in on that play, so they're working in some other guys. Ben Thompson ran the last play. Blackstock back in. I don't know if that means you think they'll let him dial it up and throw up another pass here.
Yeah, who knows here. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle to, I do believe that's Caleb Geiger on the carry. And he gets nowhere fast. Tackle made by number 62, Matthew Piazza on the tackle.
No relation.
I don't think so. And it results in a fourth down for the Bad Axe Hatchets, and they're going to have to punt this one away, and the special teams comes back on the field.
Yeah, the whole play looks like it's going to the right. Blackstock takes the snap, goes to the right, and just ever so subtly, a misdirection, reverse, whatever you'd like to call it, back to Caleb Geiger the other way. Vassar not fooled. Nice job by Piazza to hold down his end of the line for no gain, and Bad Axe going to punt it away.
Nice-looking punt from Jack Clancy, and right on the spot on the tackle. Kukulski brings it in, but right there is number 25, Cody Tulaski, brings him down, and absolutely no chance of return there. So Vassar will start with reasonable field position at their own 47-yard line with 10 minutes, 12 seconds left in regulation. Bad Axe 50, Vassar 6.
Great special teams coverage there by Tulaski. Did a nice job there. He beats his defender, and as soon as the ball gets there, Tulaski makes a nice, hard, legal hit and is able to knock down the returner for no gain.
Suddenly, the stalemate has broken open in Marlette. It's 14-6. Not sure. I believe Marlette is leading, but Harbor Beach is driving on the one-yard line.
Morris leads Deckerville late in the third quarter, 28-14.
Wow. Making in trouble, trying to scurry out, has room to run, has positive yardage, has the first down across the 40, down to the 30, but way away from the play, we have a penalty marker behind the play. Let's see what this one is here. Logan Stark on the tackle against Macon. If this one holds, it would be close to a 23-yard reach carry for Macon. However, the official is still meeting here. Touchdown. Harbor Beach going for two, trying to tie it up, which would make it 14-14. Right now it's 14-12, Marlette leading Harbor Beach. The official still trying to sort this one out. clock stops on the penalty. When you hit 50, that magic number, then the only stoppage would be for injuries. So it looks like, here we go. Now we're going to get our explanation from Jerry Ozentossi, head referee tonight.
Personal foul on the defense, tripping 15 yards from the end of the run.
So a 23-yard run results in a 38-yard run after the penalty and puts Vassar in the red zone. At the 15-yard line in Bad Axe territory on the far right side of the radio. And their road white uniforms, orange pants, black helmets, black face masks. First and 10 from the 15. Running clock still, 9:15 left in the fourth quarter. 50-6. Macon in the pocket, looking to pass right through the middle, has a man complete. Looks like about for an 8-yard reception. Fess brings in the pass, and he's slow to get up. Tackle made by Luke Subjic after a 7-yard gain.
Nice throw and catch there from Macon to Fess, but in traffic again. Fess able to make the catch, but he is hit hard by Subjic, amongst others. There's two or three Bad Axe defenders in the area reading that play. So nice throw and catch, though. Leads to a big hit, second down and two for Vassar.
Harbor Beach ties it up with Marlette, 14-14 after a complete two-point conversion. Macon looking to pass to the corner of the end zone, has a defender, and this one's thrown way beyond the back of the end zone, incomplete. Incomplete pass, so it sets up a third down and three from the 8-yard line. Defended by Caleb Geiger for Bad Axe. Clock continues to roll because of that running clock situation, 35-plus points.
And that's quite the mismatch. Down there is quite a bit taller, but Geiger, very pesky. He's right in on the play, forces the play out of the back of the end zone, does a great job in great coverage for an undersized defensive back. He does a really good job hanging with the taller offensive wide receiver for Vassar.
Three receivers to wind to the right, one to left, and it's a low snap. Macon has to pick it up. Going for himself, getting has the first down, goes down close to the end zone line. Is he in? No word yet from the officials, and looks like he is short, as they're going to mark him down right at the 2-yard line. Tackle made by number 27 of Bad Axe. That'd be Spencer Britt after a 7-yard gain for Macon.
Low snap by the center. Macon does a nice job not panicking as he calmly picks up the football, looks at Dom in that mismatch in the corner, doesn't like what he sees, but he rolls to that side to see if he can bait Geiger off the coverage. He doesn't, so Macon takes it on his own, and Britt's able to come over and make the tackle to prevent a touchdown for now.
Macon away in the snap, looking to his right to pass. As a receiver, it is into the hands to Kuklowski, and they're going to say the touchdown Vassar. Macon's pass for 2 yards in the hands of Max Kuklowski is good enough for 6 points for the Vassar Vulcans with 6:56 left in the fourth quarter. It's now Vassar with 12, Bad Axe with 50.
Well, that was a small window that Macon had to get it into the end zone, and he delivers a strike, and Kuklowski caught it right on the goal line, was hit backwards, but the officials say as soon as he caught the ball, he was good and in the end zone for Vassar's second touchdown of the evening.
In an update at the end of the third quarter, Lakers leads 32-15 over, that would be what, Reese, I do believe?
Correct.
Yes. Macon going for two. And this one is in the hands of Feet and threads a needle into Kukulski's hands, and the two-point conversion is good. And it's now Bad Axe 50, Vassar 14, with 6:56 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bow action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 100.